All right, what are we doing this time, Cole?
Oh, I need your help. Can you grab that object off of that desk for me?
Sure. This object?
Yeah, that object right there. Hey, thank you. Okay, so I'm going to throw this object, and we're going to see what happens. Here we go.
I've heard of abject suffering, but object suffering.
Yeah. No, it's just a dice. It's a six-sided die. The number is going to look here across there. Right. Yep, it's going to be Where's Waldo for the NES.
Fuck. Man, I thought I didn't expect that to be a dice when I held it.
Yeah, no, they can't all be winners, Gary.
Where is Gary Butterfield?
You're right there. And then, oh, you're doing a bit. Okay. I don't know where I am. My name's Cole Ross. Find me, please.
Yep. And you found Abject Suffering.
Yeah.
The podcast where we play the bad games so you don't have to.
Why are you doing this to us? And this week, some brave soldier has inflicted on us Where's Waldo for the NES.
Yeah. You all remember Where's Waldo?
Yeah, that book that your teacher yelled at you when, you know, she said, "Hey, it's reading time," but then you picked up Where's Waldo and she's like, "That's not a book, that's a game." You're like, "It's barely a game." And then they made a video game out of it.
Yeah, it made several video games out of it. This is the only one that I'd heard of, but Wikipedia says there are many.
Yeah.
It is a game. Like it's, I would call the Where's Waldo book a game.
Yes, it is.
Yep, it's a game.
Yeah.
It is like a thing. So the Where's Waldo, aka Wally, in places other than the States.
Yes.
Is like an ectomorphic nerd who wears like horizontal red and white stripes, has a hat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of it. That's him. That's the extent of his character, even though they do have like an animated series about him, about his adventures and stuff, which I haven't watched. I was going to jump on and watch some before this, but we started recording earlier. And then you find him.
And then you circle him with a Sharpie so that you ruin the game for everybody who comes after you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The end. Why didn't they make Where's Waldo in like on coloring book paper? Like make cheapo Where's Waldo. I mean, I guess like black and white hurts it.
A little bit, yeah, because like they do lots of fake outs. Like, oh, is that? No, it's a barbershop pole. Well, I'll try again.
Exactly. So like the main goal of the Waldo, and I'm setting this up in contrast of the game.
Okay.
So the main goal of the Where's Waldo books, like, so you have to find Waldo. It's kind of like just a little picture hunt, right? Which those things are huge now on iOS and stuff.
Yeah,
so like,
yeah.
There's in a way, a little ahead of its time.
Yeah, like middle-aged housewives, and I'm not being like sexist. That is like the biggest thing, like National Geographic and the History Channel. Like they have whole sections of their website which are just games, which are like find the microscope in this cluttered scene.
When Cole says middle-aged housewives, he means black or white.
Yeah.
So that's our disclaimer.
what do you mean?
No, I don't know. I was just kidding. I was just making fun of our like. Over PC-ness
yes.
That we had to like, yeah.
Well, no. I just remember just that like that shocked me. It's a whole undercurrent of games. I'm going off on a tangent here, but it's not going to hurt us too much because there's not a lot of game to cover.
Because we just do tangents on this show.
Yes.
So the main goal is to find Waldo. The way it's tricky is there are things that look like Waldo and people that look like Waldo.
Right.
The side thing about those books though is that it's an opportunity to have like. You know, a dozen little like Mad Magazine margin style little sight gags.
Yeah.
Right. So like you're looking for Waldo. You see like a monkey chasing a man with a hat.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that level of humor.
Yeah.
Like that. I mean, I'm not saying that it's, you know, fucking Andy Kaufman or anything, but there's like little cute drawings. Right.
Mm-hmm.
If you change every object in a Where's Waldo thing to like a 9x9 dot matrix illustration, like, and limit your color palette to like four of the ugliest colors you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah.
Like, imagine how much of that is lost. So like, instead of seeing a man with a hat chasing a monkey or whatever, mm-hmm. instead it's like just a truck in the middle of the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Like, it's so, this is so inept and terrible.
Like, laid out at random. Like, you go back in and it's different than the first time you see it, right?
Yeah. Yep. So there's no planning to it. We're like, when these are drawings, are like meticulously drawn, like they're little detailed, you know,
like
well-crafted drawings,
like very intricate bits of visual storytelling, right?
Right.
Yeah, simple, you know, like at the atomic level, but you know, just these big, you know, they're big books, you know,
they are big books.
I'm realizing I really like Where's Waldo.
It's not so. Experience. I played my share of them.
Yeah, me too.
As a youngin. Mm-hmm. So I like them too. I don't know if I don't think it would hold up. If I was in like a dentist waiting room and it was a choice between this and Goofus and Gallant, I'd probably read Goofus and Gallant.
But because you're a hand of, you know, you're a fan of heavy handed morality plays.
Yeah, exactly. Because I've always striven to be onto Gallant.
Yes, be onto Gallant.
I kind of like Where's Waldo as an idea, and this is such a failure of execution mm-hmm. of that idea in a way that like there's no, it could never have succeeded.
Oh,
like,
no.
Like, even, you know, you could do the, ironically, you could make a real baller Where's Waldo game like on a modern console.
Oh yeah.
Like, you would need just like a really high definition like picture, like display. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what it would take to do a really good Where's Waldo.
Yeah, you could do it on like iPad. You know, that would be really totally. Good. Yeah.
Like, Where's Waldo hidden object game? Bam.
Yeah.
In fact, there may be an iOS app.
I'm positive that exists.
Yeah.
There has to be something.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
There probably is. And that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can get behind that. Whereas, like, this just, like,
Yeah.
Like, just a random pile of garbage. Like, it's like somebody took a toy box full of, like, Hot Wheels and just dumped them on the ground. And then you just had to find, like, a specific Hot Wheel. You know, and that's the game. Like, and you know, so mechanically, you have a time limit.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you pick something wrong, or if you circle Waldo a little bit, if you center your circle on Waldo and click, you lose. You have to be a little bit above him.
That's
which
true.
Which is so inept.
Yeah.
Like, so inept just from, like, a programming standpoint. Like, this is the only game we've done for Abject Suffering that I could have made.
Yeah, it's true.
Like we could do this.
We could. We could just, like, do it up in Flash or something.
I could make this in Game Maker in about 2 hours.
Yeah.
Like, maybe without the minigame, like, weirdness, but, like, the actual basicness of this game, and create all the art assets and the sound in probably, like, 2 or 3 hours in Game Maker.
So somebody came in on a Wednesday and said, "Holy shit, this thing's due on Friday."
Yeah. You want it when?
Finally, this mug comes in handy.
But this is such a like ridiculous rush job, and everything about it is so ugly and hateful.
Like, I like that descriptor, hateful.
Yeah, it's just, where's Waldo?
Where's Waldo's standards, Gary?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's funny that you mentioned the time limit, because there is actually a difficulty level as well. You can go up to, I believe, hard. There's practice, which has no time limit, but you can't get to the moon, which is the goal of the game.
Yeah, just we didn't really talk about that, but the goal of the game is to get to the moon.
Yes. So I like the motivation behind this. You know, Waldo, he tries to go around. He tries to be an individual, to stand out, to, you know, to find his place, right, where he can be the center of the universe. But he cannot find it, because no matter where he goes on this planet Earth, be it the most teeming city or the most subterranean cave, like, mm-hmm. he just blends into the scenery. So he seeks to hop onto a rocket and go to the moon, the least populous thing, you know, within.
And there's nobody lives on the moon.
Nobody lives on the moon. But aren't there aliens when he gets there? And they all look like him?
I didn't get to the moon.
I got to the moon.
So, you beat this game.
Yeah. It's super easy. It's the easiest thing.
The subway minigame tripped me up.
Oh, yeah.
And I just got mad. I'm like, I'm not doing this. This pissed me off. Like,
yeah. So props on them for, you know, like, good on them for not just being the dot hunts on a, I believe the SNES is like 50 by 20 resolution.
Yeah. This is, I mean, NES, not SNES. Like, this is, significantly less so. Like, a Super Nintendo version of this would work better.
Yeah.
Like, every generation of this would get better. So you're just going from area to area for the most part.
Mm-hmm. Watching him Waldo. Walk slowly between them.
Yeah. And those areas have kind of okay graphics.
Yeah.
Like him walking between the map screens. Mm-hmm. Like, those are attractive NES sprites. And then he gets there and it just becomes like just the, you know, the cat just pukes a bunch of Hot Wheels onto your face.
Yeah.
And like, you know, you just see this kaleidoscope of.
It's like a pixel ant farm.
Yeah.
Yeah, except just, not as good as Sim Ant.
Yeah, not nearly as good as Sim Ant. And I hate Sim Ant. So you just, you know, you get there and you see this big garbagey pixel hunt. You have to find Waldo. And then there are a couple of special stages that break it up. But the stages like can be done with in like as little as like 10 seconds if you can find the correct thing. So it's like it's a very short game. There are like 6 stages.
Something like that, yeah. There's like 6 regular stages, and then there's the cave mini game, the subway mini game, and then the rocket.
Yeah. Yep. So you get to, so the first mini game you run into is the cave, which is just you're shining a flashlight around, and there are no like fakey Waldos, but Waldo is walking around now.
Yeah.
So you just had to find him and then click on him.
Yep. And he flashes, so it's not hard at all.
No, it's pretty. Jesus, Cole.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. I want you to be okay.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
If you're listening to this, send help.
Cole is having difficulty drinking water.
Yeah. Chew. And then the next mini game is that subway thing, which I never figured out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm dumb.
So it's almost, it's like a path making game, building game, or whatever, and the trick is just to look at where you're going and then draw a path backward to where you are. So rather than just go, you just need to plan your move out.
Mm.
I realize I'm putting more thought into this than the developers did.
Yep. Well, I think what confused me is like you don't use the controller to rotate the pieces; like you use the B button, but the A button goes. So like I pressed A. Not, you know, just because nothing guides you and tells you what to do. And I immediately ran into a wrong square and my time like flashed out fast.
It's like being toxic in Dark Souls.
Exactly. It's really unforgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like an old man that's like following you around in the subway and then just kind of harshen your buzz. I don't know.
What does he do to you?
it's so hard to tell. This might be the scariest game we've ever done.
Yeah, does Waldo not like... Yeah, somebody write a creepypasta about this. Because, like, does Waldo not like... So I was trying to figure out more about the Waldo mythos.
Well, you know that he has a nemesis, right?
Is it Oswald?
It's Oddlaw. Like Oddlaw.
Oddlaw, Waldo, yeah.
Waldo backwards.
Yeah, that's his nemesis.
What's the Batman villain? Like Mr. Zipsipitic or whatever? Where he has to say his name backwards or else he'll die?
That is a Superman villain.
What was it? Oh, okay.
Superman, and it's Mr. McPicklick.
Mr. McPicklick.
Yeah. So
okay, so you seem dismayed that I knew it was a thing, but then you just like go out there and you say it.
I was dismayed that you thought it was a Batman villain.
Oh, okay.
Huh. That was the thing I was going for.
Okay.
Mr. McPicklick. But there's there's like Bizarro, and then there's what is his name? The Darkwing Duck. Megaduck, which I don't like saying.
Megaduck.
I don't like saying Mega. I don't know what it is. something about. So he has an enemy. He has a girlfriend.
Yep.
Wanda.
Wenda.
Wenda.
Yeah.
Yep.
He also has a friend, though, Wilma. So it's like a Betty and Veronica situation.
Yeah, Three's Company. Like he has a dog, yeah. Like wolves or something like that.
A wizard enters the equation. Wizard Whitebeard.
A wizard enters the equation. there's a rich storyline here somehow.
Yeah, there's the Wally Watchers who are devoted fans who follow him around.
So. Speaking of devoted fans, in real life, like I was looking at the Wikipedia for Where's Waldo, tons of these like flash mob style events where like tons of people dress up like Waldo happening as recently as 2010.
Okay, I can get behind that.
It seems crazy to me though. Like who even remembers who? Like it's such a dated cultural artifact.
I don't know. I think it's like the Peanuts, where like it seems dated when you're old, but then it's kind of like, oh, it still runs in papers and like they still air the specials and things like that.
Does it though? I would have to, like, I think that about Peanuts because I still see the specials and I still see them in papers. Mm-hmm. Where I haven't seen anything about Waldo in a really long time.
I think that if you like on an earlier podcast, we were talking about the letter people. And I was just kind of like, oh, man, just like, oh, I remember the letter people from school. So I went in and just like looked at it and like it still runs. Like, I think that there's like there's this canon of like children's, like, you know, educational fiction media that just like continues and goes on and on and on.
Like, so there's probably still like Magic School Bus.
Yeah.
And like, I'm sure those books still come out at the very least, even if the show's not on.
Right, right. So, you know, I'm sure there's still like Franklin the Turtle or something like that. So,
has Wishbone died yet?
I think we're on Wishbone 7.
Yeah. We're going to need another Wishbone.
Yeah. But we're only on Lamb Chop 3.
That's good.
That's because
we're on Sherry Lewis because, 2.
And that's only because Wishbone 3 ate Lamb Chops 1 and 2.
Makes sense. Lamb chops are delicious.
yeah, no, but I think that those flash mobs are solely done entirely out of let's just say misguided nostalgia. But when you said that was a thing, it's like, oh, awesome. However, I could see that being more effective as like one person going out and being Waldo and like photo bombing people.
That happened too. Like, somebody did they did a real life in Chicago. They did a recreation where one guy was Waldo and a bunch of people were like his fakey versions.
Yeah.
And a bunch of people were like people who kind of looked like a Waldo, like had the same color scheme and stuff.
Yeah.
And they went and gathered in like a square.
Okay.
Which is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's weird to me that it happened, but like, if I saw it, I would be into it.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I would take a picture and I would probably tweet about it, and I'll probably bring it up on a podcast. Like,
sure, especially if we're doing Where's Waldo.
So
that's the game. There's not too much to it. I have a couple internet things, and I have a personal story.
Okay.
About it.
The last mini game, like, to launch the rocket is,
yep, tell
is
me how you launch
it's
rocket.
It's real bullshit. It's a slot machine.
Oh.
So the reels are spinning and you can stop one and then lock it. So you can stop it, lock it, find a Waldo, and then rock it.
Yeah, that's pretty good. It's that cool rap that we were working on earlier. Stop it, lock it, find a rocket. Cool. I can't remember what
cool.
you said before. So, and then you go to the moon. What happens when you get to the moon?
I have
or
no
they're the aliens that look like him.
I have no recollection.
Okay. It's been a little while since we played this.
Yeah. It has. And this is one, like, I opened up, I had my notebook creased. I had the top line was in pencil, Where's Waldo, underline. And I didn't take any
notes. I wish
notes.
That wasn't the title of this and that was your note. Like, okay, here's the goal. Like, I've got my quest.
This notebook's almost it's more than halfway full. It's almost like two-thirds of the way full, actually.
Good job.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, then you get to the moon and something happens and then you're unceremoniously kicked back to the difficulty select screen.
Yeah, and you choose a harder difficulty.
Yeah,
it's fun for hours.
And then you tell grandma that she sucks for buying this.
Yeah, exactly. You take it back and demand your money.
Yeah.
I've played this game on an NES.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Very dark period of my life. moving around, not because of this.
Okay.
I've talked about video games as, you know, in various dark periods of my life. I was moving around constantly. Lived with, and because of that, like, I couldn't hang out with my friends. You know, I couldn't meet people or have friends or anything like you when you were a kid. Moved to this, like, tiny, tiny little hillbilly town that my grandparents lived in with my mom. And didn't know anybody in the school. Had no friends. There was one guy who like seemed pretty cool, but you know, I didn't have any friends. So like on weekends, like when you're not in school or during the summer, when like every day, like I can hang out with my grandparents, you know, which like I love my grandparents, but like there was nothing to do,
right.
You know? And then, so I went to this kid's house. I was trying to hang out with him and he didn't want to hang out, but he loaned me this.
Okay.
Which, in retrospect, makes me think that he didn't like me and never wanted to hang out, and that he was just giving this to me to, like, this will get rid of him, like, because I was, you know, probably being obnoxious, like, let's play a video game, you know. Yeah.
As kids are.
I had an NES, and it was hooked up to the smallest, shittiest, crackliest, most black and white TV you can imagine. So imagine we played this on our, you know, high definition monitors.
Oh no!
Imagine playing it on like a 5.5 inch like black and white screen with a broken RF adapter. Like, I couldn't do anything.
Like, there's no vertical hold.
You know, yeah, exactly. It's a moving target. When I got to the stage, it looked indistinguishable from, like, a glitch. Like, it looked indistinguishable mm-hmm. from the game fucking up.
Yeah. Like, nowadays, somebody would pull out their iPhone and try and scan it as a QR code to download the Where's Waldo app.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it was amazing. And I was just like, I couldn't play it. And then I brought it back to the dude, and he didn't, like, wasn't home or was pretending not to be home.
Oh, of course.
Because I have a sad little life. Yeah, so that happened with that, and then I left it. I slipped it under his door. Mm-hmm. So that was the end of my experience with the Rivaldo.
Yeah, that's...
It's hard. It's
that's,
sad.
That's like, I can see that being the origin story for something.
Yeah, exactly. Like you mean? Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. The other two things online, which are great through Game Facts. Mm-hmm. One, I'm fairly convinced that the message board is being used to, like, trade drugs. So, like, there's a message board, there's a headline that says "Attention Taco" from a guy named Ann Millionaire, and he says, "I am unable to locate Waldo. Please help me online." And then Taco Lord 125 Pones says, "No gold, if that's what you mean. Tell me the base here. It's safe enough."
I think we're blowing up somebody's spot, Gary.
I think so.
They're going to come after us.
Yeah, like, go, like, protect us, government. Like, go get these guys because something's going on. The Taco Lord 125 Pones, though, he has a funny signature. His signature is, "If I had a nickel for every time I found a nickel, I'd have 10 cents every time I found a nickel." That's pretty, I can get in that.
That's pretty good. I like that. Yeah.
Not too bad for Game Facts. Mm-hmm. So the other thing that's on online that's funny is the one fact written for this by MellowYellow42 at Juno.com, who has only done one other fact, and it's for a Tiny Toon Adventures game, has this really amazing introduction where he says, "I've been playing this game for about 10 years. Yep. And then the reviews here are mostly ones. I think reviews like that are posted by people who simply aren't very good at the game. That's why I wrote this, to help. So
to make sure.
So if you don't like Where's Waldo, it's because you're bad at it.
Yeah. Just kind of like, man, so all these people are saying that Finnegan's Wake is bullshit. So I'm gonna write this expurgation of it so you guys can actually understand some of this. So
this is more like if somebody said, like, everybody's reviewing, you know, Tyler Perry's She Hate Me Too. Low, you know, poorly because they don't understand it.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, in his section six for his section five for review, the quote is, "Finally, it's a game, so I don't have to read a book." 9 out of 10. So, like, if you consider that reading a book, man,
yeah.
Read a fucking book. And then six Game Genie codes for the game. So there are two Game Genie codes. And the little bit he has says, "I'm sure some people will be thinking this in their head, so I'll answer it right now. Or I'll answer it right here, right now. Game Genie, what's that?" So
so he's here to school you.
this guy is doing work. This is in 2002.
Yeah.
They wrote this bad boy.
Yeah. So. And like, 2002 almost seems pre-irony to me for some reason.
Yeah, like well, so, it was in the wake of 9/11. So
okay, yeah,
that irony died for a little while.
It was a more unified, genuine time.
Yeah,
yeah. So, the contact policy, crazy. That email address has been broken for some time, and I'm still trying to get it fixed. To put it another way, don't send me any questions. I'll never get them.
I didn't read that. That's amazing. Because at first he says, like, if you're going to, he lists his email, and then he says, if you're going to send me, see step 7. And I was fully expecting that to be like, listen, don't send me anything unless you got the hot shit on, you know, Where's Waldo 2. Like, I do not want you to bother me.
Where's Waldo 2? Outlaw's Revenge.
Yeah, that would be awesome. It's because he put a fucking broken email address in his thing.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Huh.
Do you know?
Did you know?
I call him by his email.
Yeah.
Host.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Man, like, there's a whole class of these games that are based on children's educational properties that we talked about earlier. And, like, I can't help but, like, I can't disentangle, like, the good ones, like, Carmen Sandiego from this. Mm. You know? Like, this feels like something I would have, like, played at a library on one of the Macs,
mm-hmm,
for, you know, 5 minutes, and then went back to playing Prince of Persia.
Yeah, or even just like a Number Munchers or something like that.
Yeah,
like
there are, you know, Master.
Yeah, Oregon Trail. Like there are good, really educational good games. Yeah. Like the real problem comes from the people who buy these things.
Oh,
so like, yeah, you're saying down here, I mean, obviously there weren't tons of educational NES games, and if there were, like, I bet you there were only a couple of classrooms that had NESs in them.
Right.
But like, you're not going to run into, you know, a teacher has to have that problem where they're like, I can buy Carmen Sandiego or I can buy Where's Waldo. The kids sure are into Where's Waldo,
mm-hmm,
you know, like they're way more into it than it's super hot right now. And just, you know, those kids are gonna be fucked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like immediately they're at risk youth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it could be the most affluent school, like affluent enough to put an NES in every classroom.
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
All of a sudden there are all kinds of like
one of those kids is gonna try to burn down that school.
Yeah.
Like,
they're getting
guaranteed
free lunches. It's really
yeah, exactly. And not just the peanut butter sandwich you got when you like pleaded the lunch lady that you forgot your lunch. Yeah, that's weird shitty peanut butter sandwich, which like they always had so many of them, you know, like there are always like 100 of them in this box.
Yeah.
And I was like, where are they, like, how long have these been here? It's so
just
fucking weird.
Just
how
eat
often
it
does
poor.
This happen? Yeah, yeah, exactly. Eat it, Smelbo.
Smelbo Baggins. Yeah. See, it's Baggins because you're wearing plastic grocery
yeah,
bags instead
baggies
of shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man.
Particularly acerbic.
What's that?
I had a particularly acerbic lunch lady. Yeah.
Yeah. In my fifth grade science classroom, there was an Atari 2600, and there was one game that was plugged into it. What was that Atari game about mouth hygiene, dental dam, plaque attack?
Oh, yeah.
the Atari 2600 game, dental dam. No, plaque attack.
I'm trying to imagine what that would be like. You ever seen one of those things?
It's like it looks like you should like put it over your leftovers.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's essentially what it is. It's just like a super strong Saran wrap, but like nobody uses that. Like you are so unlikely to get a disease from eating pussy. Like listeners of Abject Suffering, just go out there and eat pussy.
Yeah, just like
it's not hurt
like
you.
Like make sure you get permission if you ask somebody.
Yeah, if you ask your parents if they're okay with it.
I can't. So I know that last week we let off with who this game was developed by, but should we talk about that briefly?
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, my least favorite Bethesda game. Yeah, like
by,
one of my favorite
by default, right?
Yeah, like yeah, I mean one of my favorite video game studios,
mm-hmm,
and this is by far the worst thing they've had their name on, I think. So incredible, yeah. Yeah, Bethesda, the makers of Oblivion and Fallout 3.
Yeah. So yeah, that's really all there is to say. We're just disappointed.
Yeah, yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah,
maybe like one guy. It was like John Bethesda.
It was like Jimmy
before he started the company, like.
It was his CS final.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like it's some kind of college final. He's like, I'm a publisher now. Everything comes out.
Yeah. Who recommended this, Gary? Or inflicted this upon us? Justin?
Justin.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Go fuck yourself. Seriously, Justin.
Yeah.
This is bad. Like keep saying worst game. Like, is this worse than X-Men? Like, no. I don't think so.
I don't think it's worse than X-Men. I think that it knows exactly what it tries to do.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't... Here's the weird thing. This doesn't feel lazy. It just feels inept.
It feels... So I feel like it's lazy in like the graphical department. Like,
yeah.
These sprites are... The art is lazy. The game is like what it could be, right? So like, yeah. A Where's Waldo game is going to be this. But like, the art assets are so poor.
Yeah.
In the individual levels, like it interferes with everything, so that part is lazy,
right?
And there's like one song in the game.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of the art direction is lazy, but the game part of it is like what it needs to be.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah. Whereas the X-Men NES game feels like the product of unfathomable contempt.
Yeah, yeah. This is a good, like a mechanically sound attempt at the only thing it could be. The X-Men game is a mechanically unsound attempt at a game that lended itself to but like, it could have been a card game. A bunch of different, much more obvious game types.
Right.
Right. So at least it's more in line with itself.
Yeah.
You
know, both are top down.
That's true. I don't even know how to explain the angle in Where's Waldo. Like, it's kind of three-quarter angles because everything is standing up vertically.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's top-down if everyone is laying on their back. And then the cars are laying on their side.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, yeah, it doesn't make any sense how it's, you know, the camera angle for this. Next time, we're doing Roadrunner for the SNES, a game that I have also rented. So I don't remember what that is. I don't think there's a sad story for it, though. I think I was just like, for some reason, curious about it.
Right.
It's weird because I'm not that big of a Looney Tunes guy. Yeah. So
I'm curious. Yeah. I think that am I? You know what? I've played this. Oh my god! Oprah memories opening up. I've rented this too.
Yeah, we both rented it.
Oh god!
Stay tuned. Stay tuned. And if you're listening to these in order. Like, if you saved up and we're dead now and you're just listening to them posthumously, keep listening.
Like, at the end of this, it's like the Duckfeed Memorial loop that I that I just always have queued up.
You're listening to this and sitting cross-legged in front of Cole's tombstone, where, like, an iPod is hooked up to it, like, the eternal speakers.
Yes.
Content on a loop.
It's a life-size statue of me in front of a bronze PR-40.
Yeah, cleaning it.
Yeah,
it's a lifetime size statue of you doing dishes.
Yeah, yeah. And I expect my grave, like, you know, Mansfield, you know, be buried with my family. To become
this is the appropriate place to have that wish buried. So,
I expect my grave to become a Jim Morrison-esque sex destination.
you would hate that. That would be the way to get haunted like crazy. Like,
yeah, if somebody,
you're such a germaphobe, like, you won't be able to have dirt in your grave. Like, you're gonna have to be cased in Pyrex. Like,
yeah, they're gonna have to bury me like Lenin.
yeah exactly. They're gonna bury you in like plasticine. Like, you're gonna be buried in lucite. Like polished lucite.
Yeah. They're gonna
sponsored by the Listerine Corporation.
They're gonna encase me in amber, like the dino DNA.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh
yeah.
God.
Unfrozen in the future.
Yeah. So really just eat pussy out of my grave and I'll be fine, but be sure to use a dental dam.
Yeah. Will do. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to use it.
Okay. Praise the sun.